uncut shots, raw uncut, deep, raw uncut, uncensored and unfiltered, raw uncut, 80, raw uncut, bubs raw uncut, uncensored and unfiltered, spiritual and natural, Q La Familia, spiritual and natural, Q La Familia, spiritual and natural, Q La Familia, comes to PJ, y'all, please say the real, Shy tells us all what's happening, Steve, get the T-Y, Shy tells us all what's happening, 80, keep it black, Steve, get the T-Y, bubs opinionated, 80, keep you laughing. Q La Familia, spiritual and natural. Q La Familia, spiritual and natural. Q La Familia, I'm spiritual and natural. Q La Familia, comes to PJ. Q, please say the word.
All right, y'all. So real quick, there's a story that came out on Reddit, and it was a guy who found out his wife had like a terminal illness. She had like 8 months to live. Finds out that within 4 to 5 months, she'll be wheelchair ridden. By the 8th month, she'll be bedridden. That'll be the end of her life. So she knows that she's about to go through this process. He knows he's about to lose her. She asks him, if he can grant her final wish, which is to be able to have sex with her ex-boyfriend, because that was the best lover that she's ever had. If you were asked if you could be in the same situation, you know what I mean? Spouse about to die. I want to have sex with my ex one last time. What's your answer?
I'm about to be single anyway, so.
So what, you just let her go? You let her do it?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, I got 9 months of relationshipness left. Like, all right, if that's really what you need to go out, like, you feel like your life ain't complete unless you do that again, like, yeah, I mean
her life's gonna be complete regardless, so like,
like, done complete.
Yeah, I mean, before you close this last chapter, you need to get them cheeks clapped one last time.
Here's the thing to me,
this is horrible already.
Like, if I'm taking care of her, right, and that's your last sentiment, like, yo, nah, because where's your mind at? Like, with all the stuff going on in your life, with that's on your bucket list, like, yo, I gotta have this nigga hit it. Like, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna respect your wish, but I'm gonna say, yo, my nigga, when I drop her off, I'm abandoning her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm never coming back.
Like, it's your problem now.
Right. Here's her meds. Here's she is. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Here's her bed. Like, nah, real shit. Like, what do you mean? Like, with all the stuff going on, like, you want to have sex on this, but you want to have it there? Like, all right, cool, then don't even worry about it. But just make sure I'm still on that policy for that time. Like,
yo, but what makes her even think that her ex is down? He like, yo, you're dying. I don't want that.
I mean,
it's a valid point.
Well, she's probably trying to get it before she gets to that point.
But she's still dying.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still gonna die, like, regardless, 9 months down the line.
All right, well, then if she don't need an answer right away, I'm gonna wait until she's like wheelchair ridden, and then I'm gonna be like, all right, you good. Right. And then see if dude wanted in.
Are you gonna roll her over there?
Like, yep. Roll her over, leave her at the doorstep, ring the doorbell, and I'm out.
You gonna do it like that? Yep. That's worse than at least I said I would leave the meds over.
Yo,
there.
What I'm saying, but look, that's look how she's doing, dude, man. Like, you thinking that you got this marriage, everything's good, but the whole time she's been thinking about her ex, and you don't find out to it. Plus, since when has dying wishes been so extreme? Like,
I don't think it's extreme.
That's extreme. That's extreme.
Sex, like, that's... here's the thing, because people like having sex, and I get it, but for her to be bold enough to say it, like, you know what I mean, is the thing that I think that's catching us all off guard. Because, like,
yo, they don't get people on death row prostitutes.
I mean, that's because they got in-house dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just saying, but if you
never asked.
If you ask for, then yeah. All right,
and that's jail.
You get your last meal. If you said you don't want the meal, you want a prostitute. I mean, you don't know what you're gonna get.
All right, so we're gonna start giving Make-A-Wish kids some box too.
I mean,
if they ask,
like, they're like, yo, come on, man. Dying wishes ain't meant to be that extreme. You don't get a free pass to do whatever you want and hurt other people in the process.
You can die a 13-year-old virgin, or you can meet The Rock. It's, like, what's your choice?
Yo. I mean,
what's your choice? Come on, kid.
I mean, the thing is this,
meet
man.
The
like,
Rock, bro?
I mean, yeah, that's typically their answer before they die. I mean, but she already had it before, like, you know what I mean? So for her to think that just shows you, like, or to Steve's point, I'm gonna be single in a few months, so when that shit run off and she died from what she died from, I'm gonna hit the strip club and pay from single moms, you know what I mean, to throw it up in the air.
I mean,
like, you know what I'm saying?
If you know you're about to be single in the next 9 months, you already plotting out your future. Like, nah, you already looking.
I don't know about that.
Nah, because she's still up and at him at the moment, so she might live longer than that diagnosis at first. You know what I mean?
Nah, she just gave him an ultimatum. Nah, you said you want your ex, so we good. I'm gonna go find somebody
twist.
To.
Here's the plot twist. He knocked it out the box and heals her ailments. and now she's fine, and you got to deal with that shit.
No, I don't. She's with him. She's with it. I'm divorced. Look,
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'd let it happen. Like, go ahead, knock yourself out.
Literally, yeah,
have fun.
Literally,
yeah, I mean, shit.
Have fun.
I gotta get over you anyway. So you know what I mean.
Really, it ain't even about letting her do it, because I think once she asks, it's already a done deal. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like she asks, I'm done. Like, I'm not saying yes, you can do it, but once you ask me that question, I'm like, all right, I see where it is. We're done.
So if you're done, you might as well let her do it.
It ain't letting her do it. She's making her own choice at that point.
Man, life is.
So if you say no. If you say no and then she die unhappy, now you made her die miserable.
No, because now you a simp. You say no, and then you still just going to take care of her the whole time.
Can you say no and like know that was the question being asked to you, or just say yes and let it happen?
I'm saying yes, it can happen, and she can come back, and I will still wipe her ass for these last 6 months.
Wow,
I'm only wiping your ass for the last 2 months. They said the other five, you can do it yourself.
Oh, well, she can go to hospice.
Yeah, so
oh my God.
You know, we only got 2 months of bedridden, so yeah, I'm not wiping asses.
Y'all assuming a lot. I just think it's
the ex can wipe her ass.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, I'm taking.
Hey, there ain't cool. No guarantee he gonna want to do that.
That ain't my problem. That's who you asked to be with.
We said for better or for worse, right?
No, she didn't. But she ain't saying
that was worse.
But she didn't say she wants to be with him.
She said she want to go have sex with her ex.
Right.
Cool.
They say nothing about relationship.
So let's ask the obvious question. So is it more about our ego, or is it more about the vows then?
It's the disrespect for me.
I think the vow and ego go
along. Your ego.
I think they go in the same line.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, your vow is some ego.
Is it?
Nah, I wouldn't say your vow is ego.
Nah, it is. Because I mean, it's you saying, like, for the rest of your life, you want no one else but me. Like, I have the audacity to tell you this is what you have to do for the rest of your life.
No, I'm not telling you.
And you're agreeing to it.
Oh, you're agreeing.
You're agreeing to it.
Both agreeing to it.
Yeah. It's ego on both sides.
It's not ego. You're telling. You're agreeing.
Let's listen to the married man.
Hold on. You're agreeing to it. Just if you agree to, if you both agree to something, there's no ego involved.
But you're agreeing that for the rest of your life, there will be no attraction to anyone else.
No, that's not what you're. No, but that is not what you're agreeing to.
So you're gonna fight it off, and you're gonna stay in this marriage with this person who, at some point, is just getting on your nerves and rusty and crusty, and you know what I mean. There's somebody else out there that you can jump in bed with for this one time.
So it's not someone though. Go ahead, Steve.
How long were they married? I think that plays a role. That has to play a part.
Let me see if it's in here.
Because if it's like, we've been married for 3 years and, oh, you about to pass, all right, fuck that.
10 years.
Ten, see, that's a long fucking time. Yeah. Yo. You've been married for 10 years and that's what you want to do? Like, and you go, like, see the thing, here's the thing. It's one thing to, like, think it. Because, like, say I'm dying and be
exactly.
Like, I'm about to die and I'll be like, damn, yo, it would be nice to just tap so-and-so one more time. But right. Then to be like, yo, I think I want to try to tap that again. Like, I feel like what you say, it's like, man, shit. Okay. All right. Well, fuck it. Like, I'll let it. Go ahead. Knock yourself out, yo. Go do it.
And you're still going to let her come back and take care of her?
Yeah. We've been married for 10 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, listen. All
right. See, so let's say there is no
conversation, like, when she comes back, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how was it?
Like, nah. Was it everything you dreamed of?
Like, no. Ain't no conversation. Like, nah, it has to be. Listen, here's the thing. to know that you gave her permission to go slide over to the boy's crib to do what she wanted to do. And then she comes back and you're like, So do you want, like, is that the ego part where you're like, that's going to bother you the rest of the duration? Like, man, she really got her things fulfilled and maybe she wants that going forward. Or is it just, do you have a conversation or just say, before you let her go and do that, you say, hey, you do that, it's nothing to discuss. Like, you just do it and let it go there, or you just don't, or you just drop her off at the door. Like PJ said, ring the doorbell and run on some Norbit shit. Roll her across the street and go home.
We had a whole episode on hall passes.
This is the hall pass of death.
Exactly. This is a hall pass, though. This is somebody come back.
It's the hall pass.
Yeah, it's a hall pass.
It's a hall pass.
Yeah. Not when she's dying, because the dying.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You're giving her permission to go have sex with somebody else. That's a hall pass.
Dying, like that's even more.
So,
like,
but Steve, you only agree into it because you're saying you're going to be single in so many months, then, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not like
she on her way.
Two more years, and she's still
right.
She on her way out.
I mean, then I played myself. But
she's gonna be sleeping on the couch. You're gonna have your finger in her nose, see if she's still breathing. It's like, just she on her way out. Have fun.
PJ said no on the Hall Pass episode, so of course he's gonna say no on the Death Wish. But and I mean,
it's funny because he's the true person that's married here, so it makes it even. But I'm with PJ, like, I'm not gonna, you ain't gonna sit there and say, like, yo, this is like. That's some different shit to live with the rest of your life. Like, yo,
right.
It's just sex. Years, and when she wasn't a virgin when I married her.
She wasn't.
All right, but if it's like that, then, so you're saying, if, let's say, you take the whole terminal illness out of it, then, right? And I guess this is going back to the whole hall pass thing. And she says, yo, I just want to smash Max one more time. You're like,
no, nah, you're not dying. You're not dying. That's a different story. You're going to be here for a little bit of time. You're not, like, if you're dying, that's different. You're on your way out. Have fun. If you're going to be here and there's nothing wrong with you, nah, dude, that's just cheating. That's cheating with permission. That's the hall pass.
But it's not cheating if you're dying.
Yeah, it's not cheating with permission.
It's not cheating if you're dying.
It's not cheating, period.
That's a dying wish.
It's with permission.
Oh, yeah, with permission, right. Yeah, it's not cheating if you get permission.
So it's through sickness and health, do death do us part. So she ain't died yet. So
I mean, she's dead. Right. Like, she's basically
No, you're
dead.
you're still married. But right, you know, your wife want to have sex with her ex,
and she's basically dead anyway. Like, you have, you have the date. Like, you already, like, you have.
That's not guaranteed.
All right. I mean, it's so, not, but
it's close enough.
In that same instance, if you were to, would it be, I guess, fucked up to ask her, like, all right, cool, you want to do that? I always want to knock off so and so again. Can I go do that?
It don't matter. You got 9 months. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, so, like, I don't need permission in 9 months.
You can't put that on for 9 months.
You gotta wait. Nah, man, I ain't waiting.
Nah, it's like, if we're restructuring this life now. Like, this is your destination. This is your finish time. We will see you in March, hopefully. But it's like, I'm moving on with life. Like, you got to figure that out. But I mean, 10 years being married, he might not want to move on that fast. So it might take him a little while. But have fun.
Yeah,
call your ex for you. Have fun. Because, I mean, if I say no, then I got to, like, let her die with being pissed off and knowing that, like, I'm not the person that she wanted to have sex with the last time.
Okay, you say yeah.
She never wanted it again.
She didn't say that. She just
one more time.
It's just, she wanted the one that was better than you.
Right.
One more time, because, I mean, you're great and all, but that one's better.
You're a great provider, but Long Dong Silver still is the
most. Nah, she said, she was like, sex. But she said, sex is emotional and physical, and you're amazing. But, like, the last person I was in a relationship with was the best I ever had. I want to have sex with that person.
She went
to
endorphins.
I want to die.
To Steve's point, like, he might bring that shit back to hell. She said she felt the best as a woman.
Nah. Which means, that's what I'm saying. So my thought process, how I'm dealing with this, that means for the last 10 years, you've been thinking about that anyway.
Yep.
Not necessarily.
Nah, that's mental cheating. Ain't that a thing? Oh, that's a thing, right?
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's you go.
That's imaginary.
Nah, I think mental cheating is a thing. But
I got told that was a thing.
There's no mental cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you telling me you can get into somebody's head and be like, yo, you cheating on me right now?
Nah, but cheating.
Nah, you can mentally, like, associate yourself in a different relationship with somebody else. That's like that work wife shit. Like, it's. you could mentally be
that's not
in that relationship.
Nah, that's the more that's
wanting
that's
not, that.
That's, nah, that's different.
Nah, that's not different, man.
You don't think? Because what do they say about women cheating, PJ? They always say that
it's mental, emotional,
right?
Emotional.
So emotional,
yeah, emotional cheat. Yeah, I can get that, but mental, you can't tell me just because I'm mentally, thinking about something. But
the mental and emotional is the same.
But the emotions are a big part of
it's emotions
not.
Are imaginary.
No, it's but it's part of it because you can't like part of your emotions that have you react the way you act is because of the mental aspect of it, though. That's why like women connect because they think about the aspect of. Oh, okay. Like, if I'm with him or I've had him, and I just know it'd be great again. And it could be trash. Like, this nigga could have, like, ED now or don't want to fuck with her, like you said. But in her mind, she's already escaping to that place. So that's, like, an emotional and mental thing where she wants to have that again. You know what I mean?
She's been there for 10 years.
Nah, but mental, you talking about her just thinking something. Her thinking something. Until she said it ain't real. Here's you can think anything you want.
She's had it. She's had it, and she's already emotionally been there with it. So it's...
If what? Let's say you can think something, right? Like she could have been thinking this the whole time. It right. never affected her relationship with her husband.
We don't
how
know
is that.
That
cheating? No, I'm saying she
probably
she did.
She probably just held it together.
Right. Like, what I'm saying is that she was thinking this the whole time, right? And it never affected their relationship. How's that cheating?
So if it didn't affect the relationship,
no, that's
why would you be mad if she wants to go then? Is it your ego? Because you're mostly fucked
nah,
up. No,
because
it?
that ain't a part of the marriage.
Why ain't it? People have open marriages.
That all right. So now she just because she's dying, she wants to have an open marriage.
That's what
no,
it's
I don't really think it's that
she want to want. No, she want to want.
She just want. She just want her bottom knocked out again for the last time.
Nah, what do I get? Nothing but sitting here paying.
You get the pleasure of knowing that you got our bottom knocked out.
No,
the last
I get
time.
The pleasure of medical bills and worrying about planning your funeral and all that stuff.
I told you,
yo,
selfish.
But you see how your emotions and your mind.
He's selfish.
I'm selfish. Y'all tripping, man.
Mentally and emotionally, it already took you there, PJ. Just the thought
selfish.
Of see?
You sound selfish as fuck right
see?
Now.
Nah.
It does sound a little selfish, man.
I sound selfish.
Yep. You sound selfish.
Mentally
just a little
and emotionally, you checking out because of the fact that she wants Long Dong to come through one more time. And she just said one time. She just said one more time. Like the Steve point. She didn't say, like, I just want to keep letting him knock it off. I just want it one more time.
Right. But the point is that you want it one more time, but I want you to continue to provide for me and take care of me while I die.
Yep. And why won't you do it? Mentally or emotionally, that's trash, right?
Nah, because like you already somewhere else.
Mentally.
So she emotionally cheating.
That's
what we hear. That's I mean she ain't left you.
No, she's not. No, she's actually physically going to be cheating.
And she's about to die. she is on her way out, yo.
Yo, okay. That's like saying when somebody's about to die, they just have a pass to do whatever they want to do.
Not what
if you know you if you know your if you know your timeline of dying, absolutely.
It's anything you want to do.
Shit, they made a song, 24 hours to live. It's that.
24 no, not 24 hours, but if you're going to die, right? You're dying, you're on your deathbed or whatever it is, your terminal, anything immoral you can do.
If you're on your deathbed and you're like
sex ain't technically immoral.
You can do immoral shit.
It's just about
not having
it. Like, it's not like she said,
nah, because I don't like where PJ's saying, pushing
let me
this
go
to.
Rob these people, or let me go smack some homeless people, or steal from kids, or nothing like that.
Why can't I? Why would yo? If I'm terminal, I might want to just slap a whole bunch of homeless people just for no apparent reason.
You might. And they might beat your ass.
And you're going to end your terminal days in jail.
It'd be like PJ bum fights.
Because obviously you're an evil person if that's what you want to do with your last bit of life. She just had somebody that she cared about before in a dynamic. And see, your ego is hurt where you feel like, oh, man, like I did all this with you and now you're dying on me, but you still think about this personal thing, because sex with men a lot of times is about ego. Like, you know what I mean? We all want to be in everybody, because we do a lot of lists a lot of times. So you definitely want to be a woman's number one or two. So then to find out that you've been married and taking care of this woman and she's been lusting and fantasizing about the nigga that she told you about wasn't shit and she left. That's just fucked you up.
Yo, but it ain't so much about her thinking about it. It's her actually bringing it to me and saying, yo, this is what I want to do before I die. That's the problem.
Now, here's the thing. Saying this is what I want to do before I die is one thing. But saying this is what I want to do because I'm about to die. I'm about to die. Like before I die, and because I'm about to die, it's different.
Okay, I do see the difference.
It's a different timeline.
So if she said before I die, you're saying no.
Before you die, it could be 13 years from now.
Right.
What the fuck, bitch?
That's random.
But what is she saying? She's saying, yo, I will be faithful to you this whole time, this whole marriage, right? But before I die, just one time before I die, I want to get with my ex. Are you letting that happen?
So, because that's different.
Let's put it in perspective. She knows that on what's today's date? June 17th, 2024. She's dead.
She's not going to see 2025.
She's dead. And she's asking you for this one thing.
Yeah.
And your answer is no.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying yeah, but I'm dropping her
off. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying yeah, but it's and I'm knocking on Kobe's
door.
So it's a yeah, but you're leaving the marriage.
Well, actually, it's not even a yeah. It's a do what you feel like you need to do. I'm out.
That's not an answer, PJ.
That is an answer. I'm not telling her yes.
I told you he's selfish.
That's not an answer, fam. She's asking you a yes or no question.
You're going to guilt
her into her yes.
Now you're worried about her feelings now.
You're guilting her into her yes. So now she says yes.
A lot of people go say, like a lot of people go feel the way Steve feels.
Yeah.
That's truly good rationale to be like, it's your dying wish. But also, you're talking to three other individuals who aren't married. You really took the vow, so you also have that understanding, and you took that, so you have a little bit more value and understanding what that means, as opposed to us who we value marriage.
Nah,
and we didn't.
Nah, fam. No,
I'm being honest.
No, we're not giving him that pass. He said he basically said yes, but you got to stay where you go. It's different.
I didn't say yes. I'm sorry.
You said you can do what you feel is best for you. Nope, but you gotta stay with
me. I'm not even gonna say that. I'm saying, that's what you want. I'm out. Once I'm out, you can do whatever you want to do.
Isn't that breaking the vow too?
Let me take care of herself and everything, huh? She gonna leave her there.
Yep.
You ain't gonna put no groceries in the house.
No,
come on, PJ.
I'm gonna loosen the screws on your wheelchair and all that.
Oh my gosh.
Good luck getting across the street.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's
so PJ is your what is your actual answer? Do what you feel is best.
My answer is
bitch, how you say that to me? Fuck this. That's his answer.
My answer is I want a divorce.
Go die. You a divorcer?
Sick, go die alone.
Yep.
Oh my god, PJ, that's even worse.
Yeah. It's not. It really ain't.
How do you divorce somebody that's terminally? That's
oh my god!
What? Y'all have way too much compassion for this person. I don't understand.
We see you have none, so we're good.
Says the individual who is married. That's why it's funny. Like,
yeah, right.
You're the actual one that's actually married. But
y'all got way too much compassion for your hypothetical spouse.
So seriously, PJ, you would take her for a divorce, or you just would leave and let her die somewhere? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean it like that, but
he's saying that shit.
Man, think about it like this. Like, this happens month one of the 9 month terminal.
Of the 9 months.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cool. You go out and do your thing. I got 8 months to stew in this. Right. What about how I feel? I'm dealing with the fact that you just went out, practically cheated on me. You saying it's not cheating because you got permission, whatever. And you're dying, and I'm taking care of you. All the emotional that go along with that. Nobody cares about me.
I told you you were selfish.
That does have a selfish conversation.
Oh my gosh.
It is a little selfish.
And I wish I never met
her. She got 9 months. You got the rest of your life.
I in your answer, man. A lot of I and me in your answer. Like, yeah.
I mean, the funny thing is, I'm with you in a sense. Like, I would feel like, damn, you know, like, that's what you're thinking about. Like, we got kids, we got careers, all this stuff.
Right.
And the thing is, you want to get stroked out by this dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like I said, but mine's is more or less the fact that that's a wild thing to think about and bring to my attention as something that's your terminal with everything else going on. Like,
right.
You got kids to worry about that's gonna be gone. I mean, you go leave behind, you know what I mean, and things like that. So that's what you really want to focus on, like getting your bottom knocked by another individual when you got children and bills and things. And I know you might have that stuff in order, but that's just a wild request.
Because it's been on our mind for 10 years.
Right.
So it's like you about to die. Like, damn, I really need to do this.
So to TJ's cool? point, you're going to be feeling like you're living a lie for 10 years.
You already lived it. It don't matter.
10 years of a lie. What's another 9 months?
Don't matter.
That's less than 1% of the time you've been living a lie. Oh, my bad. Less than 10%. But, like, fuck it. Like, you've been living a lie that long. Like, shit.
I'm a fulfiller wish, but I'm on the PJ side, too, where it's like, oh, all right, because I'm the taker. Like, yo, call the nigga up. All right, cool. If you want it, all right, cool. That's cool.
I call the nigga.
But I ain't calling him. I'm going to let them have their conversation. You know what I mean? So she can get all excited and shit.
They already had a conversation. Because it wouldn't be suggested if she wasn't sure what was going to happen.
Right.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't put your marriage at risk if you didn't think that was actually a possibility.
You're about to die. You give a fuck about your marriage being at risk? You're about to die.
That's what PJ trying to save it. He kicked her out. He divorced the girl.
Some people take their vows serious. Like, you know
some do. Yo, so, but yeah. if you're saying you about to die, do you care about your marriage? Then why should I? Why should I care?
I mean,
what about me?
You said you took a vow.
I in your answer.
You said you took vows. You're supposed to be honoring them.
But she ain't.
Yeah, you're supposed to give and provide. She's asking you to give her to her dude so he can provide.
Are you going to
have fun? Absolutely, have fun. You're dead in June.
Exactly.
Like, have fun.
So doctors have been wrong though. And then
so then you're dead in July. I mean, it's either way, you got 9 months, 10 months max.
Oh, you telling me? Hold up, it's September. You probably gonna be dead before my birthday. Oh, we good. Go ahead. Go do this.
Start making the rest of your plans for your life.
Steve, for real, you're being selfish too. But it's disguised differently because you're really thinking about yourself. You're thinking about yourself just in the future.
No,
you're just as selfish.
Touché.
No, it's not selfish. I'm saying go ahead.
I'm with Steve on this.
Do this. Like, that's what you want to do. You got it. And you what? Come home, my love of 10 years. Come home, and we're going to finish this rest of it. No, come home. We're going to finish the rest of this life out, and then boom.
So she come home, right? Let's say by the time this actually happens, you know, you're already in at the point to where you got to, like, help her shower and all that stuff. So you're going to help her clean off the stench of this other man?
No, she had to do it before she got to that point.
That's what you're going to be doing?
It has to be before that, yo. It's not now.
Like, PJ did the craziest thing. He told me, like, he said, like, this, Joan, first of all, if she could go over there cheap, but she going to come home and smell like the other nigga, yo, that's a whole different level.
Yeah.
That was petty, PJ. Like, yo.
That's what it's going to be.
Nope. It's like, here it is.
So she got a 3 month early period. Like, once she start getting headaches and throwing up, she can't go. She got to be able to do it herself.
I won't be home from day X to day Y. Do what you feel. Don't ever talk about it again.
Are you faithful during that time?
Me?
Yeah.
I got 9 months. I got 9 months. I can stick this shit out.
Fifth. Are you over there? Like, look. Oh, you need the key to get in? Cool. I'll be there in a second. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Have fun.
Y'all crazy. Like, nah.
You on her way out. Like, I'm not going to.
9 months is quick as fuck, yo.
You're not going to die on my watch, and I'm the bad person. Like, all I asked you for is to have sex with my ex, and you told me no, and I'm dying in June. All I asked you for.
That's going to be the conversation for the next 9 months, right?
And I'm dying in June. You couldn't let me have this one thing. I gave you 4 big-head kids.
She gonna come home, like, and you gotta wash the stench off her. Like, that's some different level shit right there.
No. Hell no. Because if it's to the point where, like, I need to fucking be bathing you, you can't.
You don't need to be going nowhere.
Hell no.
Like, it's different.
Go ahead.
She's still in her prime right now for the next 4.5 months.
Yeah, it's
so
like
she's saying within that 4.5 months, I'm like, I'm going over there.
All right.
And you wanted her to wait. PG, you said you wanted her to wait until she was wheelchair bound and then she can go over.
Yep.
And he'll wheel her to the door and let her push the doorbell.
With them loose screws in her wheelchair, too.
That's petty. You will kill her beforehand, then you will lose everything.
It is what it is.
Horrible.
So basically, we came to a split decision.
Nah, PJ's answer don't have an answer.
It's, PJ ain't let
it's do what you want.
It's two
to one, and
do what you want to do.
Inconclusive.
No.
So if she say no, if you say do what you want, and she says, you know what, never mind, I'll stay here with you. You still sit in this marriage feeling secure.
Secure.
9 months.
Like, I'm gonna say secure in the sense that secure in the sense that I don't think she's gonna actually go out and do it, but secure, it would still feel like an insecurity because I know what she's thinking about.
Right. So she may as well just went and did it.
I got 9 months, bro.
Yeah, but why would she do that though? Why would she bring it up and be like, never mind? Like, she's playing mind games with me.
I mean, because you told her to go do whatever she feels is best. That was your answer.
That was that go have fun with your little friends comment.
Definitely is.
We've all got that.
Yeah. Good job, PJ. You're the selfish one in the crew now. You thought you was the adult in the room. You can't grant dying wishes.
Man. No, I'm with him. Wow. Like I said, he ain't by himself. Like I said, I'm leaving her at the door. Like, yo. No, you gotta wash your ass and everything, change your pads, all that shit. Like,
nah. But see, you dropping her off. PJ didn't even give her an answer.
Yes, he did. PJ said he'd go roll her to the thing and take her fucking. Nah. PJ go try to kill her. Like, that's what
I ain't trying to kill her, but
he said he go. He said
I'm gonna make things difficult.
Out of wheelchair.
But that's only if she says yes.
See, look, you can't even say that.
Nah, I can't say yes, man. You're not gonna hear that come out my mouth.
You ain't gonna say no either.
PJ, I'm not gonna say yes either. I'm with you, PJ. So,
but you would say no if you're not gonna say yes.
For the guys on the other
I'm not saying
side,
no.
They saying rock.
You're not saying no or yes. That's it. It's just
no.
I'm not saying no.
I'm gonna let my actions speak for me. That's what it is.
Now you're talking in code.
Dang. Listen. She gonna know what it is when she gets wheeled over there in a wobbly wheelchair. Yeah. She know how I feel.
She knew what it was when she asked you. She knew the type of dude you were to ask you something like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
months.
Truth be told, like how Sean said, yo. Like, yeah, she already knew what it was when she asked you. Like, technically, if she really wanted to just get down, why is she asking for permission? Like, she go get down. And she's like,
it gets more selfish. PJ's making her wait until she's in a wheelchair before she can go over there.
Losing her hair and everything.
Nah, she can go before she wants to. I mean, that's on her. I'm just not going to be there when she come back.
You're selfish.
Y'all tripping, man.
It was 9 months, yo.
And it's one of those things where I can't say I would like to see that happen because I don't wish that on anybody. But
nah, that's fucked up as hell. Like, who want to watch somebody just somebody like that's a hell of a let me see if that happens. That's crazy.
But I got 9 months. Go ahead. Cause in 9 months, I've probably already been mourning and shit. Like, fuck it. Like, okay.
That's the least mourning. Like,
that's the least I'm like, she's about to die. I got 9 months. Like, I'm starting to mourn now. Like, there's the denial, the acceptance, the
truth
rage,
is,
all that shit.
The truth is, the day she asked me is the day she died.
Oh my
wow.
God.
In my mind, that was it.
It's getting worse.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't backing down on this one.
I see.
You see. It's very obvious. This is all right.